Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Set your listening buddy to your side and breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation, and imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flow up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flow to your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body, imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel warmth, love, and strength fill you from head to toe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften, completely relax. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Okay, everyone, I hope you are tucked in, nice and cozy. I think we're ready to begin our story. Last Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is At Work with Mom. A warm glow spilled through Owen's window as the sun rose. Sensing the time and eager to get going, Owen hopped out of bed. He zipped over to his closet and grabbed his favorite purple t-shirt and a cool pair of pants that would dry fast if the waves splashed him or it began to rain. Owen wanted to be prepared. He wanted to show everyone his best for his day with Mom. All dressed, Owen hurried downstairs to eat breakfast. Mom grinned when she saw Owen. She bubbled with as much excitement as he did for their day together. As Owen finished his breakfast, his mom asked, "Are you ready to go to work with me?" Owen beamed at his mom and exclaimed, "Yes, let's go." Owen and his mom walked out the door and headed to the marina. In the distance, Owen heard waves rolling onto the shore, seagulls singing their morning greetings, and motorboats rumbling on the sea. Owen and his mom took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the peaceful morning. As they walked closer and closer to the harbor, the louder the crash of the waves, the gulls calling, and the grumble of the boat motors grew. Now Owen heard the whistling wind and the clinking of masts on the sailboats as well. They were getting close. His mom smiled and said, "Today we'll be on Serenity." Owen nodded. "I like the sound of that." As they arrived at the dock, Owen's mom went to the storage bin and pulled out some life vests. She handed a bright orange one to Owen and put a red one on herself. "Now we're ready," she said proudly, and led Owen to the white ship at the end of the dock. The sun shined on Serenity, putting the boat in its morning spotlight. That was when Owen noticed a thin green stripe flowing down her side. Serenity looked graceful and strong. Owen smiled as he thought how the boat was like his mom. She was graceful and strong too, and green was her favorite color. Finally, they reached the end of the pier, and Owen's mom helped him aboard the magnificent boat. As Owen stepped onto Serenity, he felt her sway, gently assuring him all would be well. He carefully made his way to his seat, enjoying the relaxing rocking of the boat. Owen looked around and noticed his mom helping one of the crew with a container. Together, they carefully lifted it on board. Owen thought he heard a splash and looked over the edge of the boat. He didn't see anything. He heard another splash and quickly realized the sound was coming from the container his mom had just placed on board. Curious, Owen walked over to the container. A glimpse of fur and a big black nose greeted him. Surprised, Owen said, "Mom, there's an otter in there." His mom smiled. "Yes, today we get to bring Izzy back to the little cove she usually calls home. When we first found her, she was very sick. She was having difficulty swimming and eating. So we cleaned her up, helped her feel better, and now she's ready to be out on her own again." "Wow," Owen said, feeling proud of his mom. He had known that his mom was very smart and a bit daring. She had to be a marine biologist. Owen also knew how loving Mom was with him. Now he knew she was just as caring at work. "I'm so lucky I get to help you. Can I sit here?" he asked, pointing to the seat closest to the otter. "I'd like to help Izzy feel comfortable on her trip home." Owen's mom said, "I think that would be fine." Owen settled down next to the little otter, and his mom sat next to him. Then, just as he settled in, Owen heard a deep burble, and the boat began to move out of its slip. The captain eased Serenity out of the harbor and across the rolling waves. The ocean was calm today, and Serenity lived up to her name, gently gliding along. As they traveled together, Owen spoke softly to Izzy. He encouraged the little otter to stay calm and let her know she would be home soon. They even shared some deep dragon breaths together, in and out. Before long, they had reached the outskirts of the cove. "Here we are," Owen's mom said. "It's time for Izzy to go home." Owen's mom and another crew member gently carried Izzy to the stern of the boat. Once back there, they attached the container to a little crane and lowered Izzy into the waves. Once the container reached the water, they opened it and Izzy swam out. The otter seemed to wave goodbye as she dove down into the sea. Izzy playfully surfaced inside the cove and found a warm rock to rest on. "I think we're done," Owen's mom said, and the ship turned to head back to the harbor. "How will you know if Izzy is okay?" Owen asked. "We'll check on her from time to time. She has an ID so we can find her," Owen's mom responded. Owen felt happy that the little otter was free in her home. Owen settled back in his seat for the trip back, which seemed twice as fast as the trip out. Owen yawned as he stepped off the boat. His mom noticed and said, "I always sleep well after I've been on the ocean." Owen nodded. He could understand why. He felt peaceful and a little tired. Later, as Owen got ready for bed, he thought about his day. Feeling tired, Owen yawned and fell back into his pillow, still enjoying the gentle rock of the waves. Owen's mom tucked him in gently and turned off the lights. Owen thought of all he had to be grateful for. He felt happy to have helped the otter return to her home. Owen felt thankful to spend the day at work with Mom. Most of all, Owen felt grateful to have such a wonderful mom. He hugged himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Owen snuggled into his soft blankets. Owen took another deep dragon breath, in and out. And smiled. He took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Owen's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, feeling loved. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.